Yes, hello. This is, where's all the buttons? How does this work? Okay, yes, I think it works. Hello, everyone. Dobry večer. My name is Igor Solzhenitsyn Karpov. And tonight, I am your host on Indigo International. And I take you to Russia. Russia! Now everyone knows the best country in world. It's beautiful country, it's biggest country in world. And we have a very strong leader, Putin. He's been in power now for 36 years. He's a very good man. I will not talk too much about Putin, but he's a great friend, a great leader. To start with, of course, about Russia, we can only start with the most beautiful song of Russia. Of course, Russia has a long history, beautiful country, big country. Did I tell you it's the biggest country in the world? It is the biggest country in the world with a long history. I think the longest history in the world. And for that, I will repeat now for you the Russian national anthem. And it would be great if you all sang along. That is the most beautiful national anthem ever, I think. Now, welcome to Indigo International. It's a radio program of Indigo FM where a guest presenter take you to their country, take you audio tour and show you the country in music. Sounds a ridiculous idea. I did not believe it. I was in the bar in Tanswells having a bottle of vodka when man come up to me, say, where are you from? I said, I'm from Russia. He said, would you like to be on a radio? I say, okay. He say, you can talk about Russia, play Russian music. And I then make a long list, beautiful Russian music, modern, old, all sorts of stuff. And the president of Indigo FM say, you cannot play all these Russian songs. People in the Beechworth Indigo Shire not speak Russian. So you have to put other songs in. So he take a red marker pen and start crossing out, and he say, you play other music. Now, I like a strong leader, and I'm used to following orders in Russia, but he also made very bad choice. Some songs, I think, are very old, not very funny, but okay, I have to obey, I will, and so you will hear some songs that are maybe not real good, but that's okay. Now, the next song is Iwan Picked. It's really good. It is a very, very old song. It's a very beautiful song. You imagine the big Volga River floating through Russia and the big boats and the big boats going there on the river. Big rivers, big boats. Russian boats, of course, with a Russian flag flying. Beautiful. And this song is about that beautiful river. And if I see that river, I get tears in my eyes. It's so beautiful. I want to go back to Russia, but now I'm in Australia. It's okay. That was a beautiful song of Volga. Volga Boatman was a long song, but Volga River is also a really long river. So not strange that Ivan Rebrov, who sang, make a long song. So a beautiful song. Now we must continue. We're going to play the first song now from the Red Army Choir. Red Army, of course, is the army of Russia. They have a choir. They sing beautiful. The next song is called Katyusha. Katyusha is a girl name. And maybe good to say, I'm still looking for a permit to stay in Australia. I came to Melbourne Airport and said, I came to live in Australia. And they said, do you have a permit? I did not know I need a permit. I said, no, I don't have no permit, but can I buy a passport? They said, no, you cannot buy a passport. I was surprised because in Russia you can buy a passport very easily. But here is a difficult. They said, no, you need a sponsorship application. I approached a couple of beer companies and said, can you sponsor me? I was athlete in Russia, so I was used to dealing with sponsors. So then finally I found a Beechworth Brewery was willing to sponsor me, so they gave me a t-shirt, but was not enough. So now I'm looking for other ways to stay in Australia, to get a permit. Maybe there's a nice woman out there. So if there's a nice woman out there who wants to meet Igor, go for a date. You can leave me a message. I got number 0490-851-429. But also if you have questions on Russia tonight, please send me SMS and I answer. My number, I will repeat for date or questions on Russia, 0490-851-429. And without further ado, I will play now for you Katyusha.
Расцветали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой. Выходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой. Ходила, песню заводила про степного сизого орла, про того, которого любила, про того, чьи письма берегла. Ой, ты песня, песенка девичья, ты лети за ясным солнцем вслед, и бойцу на дальнем пограничье от Катюши передай привет. Пусть он вспомнит девушку простую и услышит, как она поет. Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет. Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет.
Расцветали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой. Выходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой.
Выходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой.
That was a very happy song. I hope now you have gone to fridge and taken out the vodka and pour yourself a glass or two or ten. Because, of course, now it's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate vodka. Because the Russians have two big things that they like is revolution and vodka. We get unhappy, we fight, and then we drink. We make everything okay. Maybe good to say, Russia has long history. My next song is about Siberia. Everyone knows Siberia. But just to tell you a little bit of context, First, of course, we had the Tsar, the King of Russia, making all sorts of mess. Then we had the First World War. And after, no, during the First World War, we said, it's enough. We make a revolution. We kill the Tsar. We get white Russians, red Russians, everyone fighting each other. We finally had the communist state. It was beautiful. It was all for the workers, everyone equal. Great. And then we had the Second World War. But then we got Stalin. Stalin was, of course, our leader during the Second World War. He was a big man, strong man, very strong leader. I like strong leaders. But, of course, he wasn't very kind to everyone. He didn't like all the Russians. So he sent some away to Siberia. And my next song is about Siberia. Now, the good thing about Siberia is cold. I hear people in Beechworth complain a lot that today is cold. It's not cold. It's 40 degrees warmer today here in Beechworth than a sunny day in Siberia. So don't complain. If you ever complain again, I'll send you to Siberia and you can work there in a camp. Now, let's listen now to the next song, which is about a soldier, because most Russians serve in the army. Army is very important. We go all over the place. But this person sings about fighting against the Germans in Second World War and then being sent by Stalin to Siberia.
Raise the red flag high. discharge papers came. Me and 2,000 others went to Stettin for the train. Kiev, said the commissar, from there your own way home. But I never got to Kiev. We never came back home. Train with Lord the Tiger, we're stripped and marched in fire of the great Siberian road for miles and miles.
That was a very educational song on Russia from Waterboys called Red Army Blues. It's an educational one because it tells you in the song the geography of Russia. You travel in the song from west all the way. Of course, Berlin, but Berlin is not Russia, but the western border of Russia. He travels all the way to the east, to Siberia. It's a long way, the biggest country in the world. I haven't said that, I think, but it's the biggest country in the world. It crosses 9 time zones. It's not like Australia, 3 or so, but really big. So that's why it's educational. Educational also to show history, but the borders of Russia always change. So I haven't looked at map today, but could be we lost or gained a little bit of land somewhere. You never know. You have to check every day with Putin. He's doing well. And final lesson is all the sadness is good reason to have a vodka. Na zdravie. Maybe also good to mention that there is other reason for drinking vodka, and another good reason to be Russian, and that's because we can have great fun, we can have great party, and please now join me, have a shot of vodka and have party.
Ловил я много разных рыбок, я знаю клюв, выявил за, где море день, тысячи улыбок, поймать чего-то, как просто, но только ты, рыба моей мечты, только ты, рыба моей мечты, но только ты, рыба моей мечты, только ты, рыба моей мечты, когда клюет, так на полсотни, могу я за ночь натаскать от Ленинградки. Ловила часто, пираньи тоже я ловил. А как-то раз с огромной пастью попался прямо крокодил. Но только ты, рыба моя мечта.
That was also a beautiful song, also good for elevation of proletariat in the Indigo Shire, because it has a good story. One is the band is called Leningrad. Leningrad, or St. Petersburg, as it was known all long time ago, is of course a big town in Russia, second biggest town, beautiful place with all the old palaces along the river. It's a beautiful place. If you've never been, you have to go there. It's a beautiful place. So that's why a good song. Second is it's called Reba. This, Reba is Russian for fish. But of course, we don't sing about fish. But fish in this song means something else. And it's also good to know that we, in Russian, we sometimes say things that you think, what are they saying? I'd understand, but why are they talking, for instance, about fish? It's not about fish. We learn to read between lines and to talk between lines, say secret messages, all history because of communist oppression. But fish is, of course, something else. He's talking about women. Now, come back to my permit and the link with women. So if woman out there who is maybe alone, single, maybe slightly older, who wants to date Igor and maybe see if we can work something out, I want a passport. You maybe want Igor. So it's a good deal. Call me or leave me a message on 0490-851-429. Of course, also, if you want to ask questions on Russia, you can. Now, maybe good to now look at news from Russia. Most important news, a little bit same news as yesterday, but there were massive celebrations for Putin. All the children went to school, had great parties, demonstrations in the streets for Putin because he's such a great, strong leader. He's elected again as president, sixth time, I don't know. But he's doing really good. He make Russia really strong again. Like we've gone to Syria to help the regime there against the terrorists, which we would have kicked them out already if not the Americans had put their foot in and also wanted to do a bit of making mess there. So maybe Australia, as good ally of the US, can say, go home. Then peace will come in Syria. Leave it to the Russians. Of course, Putin is much different than Turnbull. Turnbull is not a strong leader, and Turnbull looked really silly on a horse without shirt on. So that is maybe important. And the next song, of course, is a little bit about all the good things that are happening to Russia under Putin.
Indigo International.
Yes, welcome. This is Indigo International on Indigo FM. This is the radio program where guest presenters from countries all over the world take you on an audio tour of their country. I didn't make that up. It is here written in front of me. I had to say that from Scott Landles, the president of Indigo FM. He's a strong leader. I really admire him. And he also gave me, he said to me, Igor, if you play music on radio, you have to play well-known hits so people can at home sing along. He gave me a list of famous songs. Next one is from Scott. I don't know a song. Elton John, never heard of him. But maybe you know it. He thinks it's about Russia. I think it's just about a woman. Woman, of course, in Russia, very beautiful. Very beautiful indeed, and also very educated. Women in Russia are very strong, educated, independent, like Australian women. So, yeah, coming back to that, I haven't yet received any interest for a date, but I'm waiting. Send me a message on 0490-851-429. I would be happy to date also an older woman, someone who is maybe a little bit later in life. A nice Australian older woman like Vivian Harvey. I know she is single at the moment, not married. So maybe give me a call. Don't doubt. Just press that button. And we'll listen now to this Elton John.
In a guitar, is it cold? In your little corner of the world, find a warmer soul to know. Oh, I saw you by the wall. 10 of Yorkton soldiers in their row, with eyes that looked like ice on fire. The human heart, a captive in the snow. Oh, Nikita, never know anything about my home. I never know how good it feels to hold you. Nikita, I need you so. Oh, Nikita, is the other side. Soldiers in a row. Oh no, Nikita, you'll never know. Do you ever dream of me? Do you ever see the letters that I write? Nikita, do you count the stars at night? And if there comes a time, guns and gates no longer hold you in, and if you're free to make a choice, just look towards the west and find a friend. Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I'll never know how good it feels to hold you. Oh no, Nikita, you'll never know. Thank you.
feels to hold you. Nikita, I need you so. Nikita, give me all.
This is not good song on Russia. No, I don't know. I think it's mostly some English person trying to have a beautiful woman in uniform for video clip to sell lots of records. But anyway, I hope I make Scotland all happy. Maybe good to say. Lots of people ask me, Igor, why are you in Australia? It's a good question. I love Russia. I love Putin. Great country. But of course, recently global politics have changed. Trump is in power in U.S. Putin in Russia. Trump, of course, is threatening to do strange things. All these stories about Trump and the Russians colluding for the elections, of course, are false. It's all for fake news. But Trump is building military power in U.S. and Putin also, but Putin has to, because he has to defend for American aggression. But for me, for Igor, it became a little bit dangerous, because of course, when fighting starts, you never know what happened. You might get killed. It's a very dangerous big people with big guns. So for that reason, I came to Australia, just now temporary, but I'm looking for permit. I look also in shops, but don't buy here. Don't know where to get other than maybe from woman. I got message from Vivian Harvey saying not available. See, so she no date for me. Too bad. I will look somewhere else. But maybe to say something more about the geopolitical situation in world. I hope that everything, that we can all be peaceful and brothers together.
Премьер охарактеризовала переговоры с главой делегации украинской
of the
That was Sting with Russians. And I think perhaps it's a bit strange question, do Russians like children? I think Russians adore children, we love children, we spoil them, we give them treats, and we give them everything they want. But if you look at American reality TV shows, you will see that the Americans hate their children because they treat them very badly. You look on YouTube and see the movies about American children, how they do funny stuff and weird stuff and do dangerous stuff. So the Russians love their children much more than Americans, I think. It's a stupid question. And of course, also in Russia, you never know when there will be a famine and you may have to turn to your children. So that is, I think, good answer. Now, other thing to maybe mention is Russia knows a lot of corruption. We are in Russia ranked number 127 in the most corrupt countries in the world. So number one is least corrupt, 177 is most corrupt, and Russia is ranked 127. But of course, there's room for improvement. We are aiming, of course, for 177. Maybe we will have to use some doping, like in Olympics. We don't know, but we are certainly going to try very hard to get down on that list. Which is also proven by the fact that Russia has the most billionaires in the world. It's not America, no. And it's not England or Germany, it's Russia has the most billionaires. And this is, of course, because these people work very hard. Now, the next song is about that, because, of course, what do these rich Russian people do? They go travel. And one of the famous, lovely destinations that they seek to go there is France in the Provence. And the next song is from Yolka. Yolka, a beautiful woman, great voice. She sings beautifully. She is gorgeous. She is like, I don't know, she is like a forest in the taiga with the snow and green. And it's beautiful. You can feel your breath. The damp, if it's cold, you can breathe out and you see clouds appear. It's like that. She takes her big breath. She's beautiful, gorgeous, and she sings about France. She, I don't know, you have to see, listen to this song. It's gorgeous. It's, you know, it's, oh yeah.
Ah!
Yolka take us to France on private jet, drink champagne in the Provence in France. Because we can. We could not go for a long time outside of Russia, but now we can. We have a communist state, change into capitalist state, now big money being made from oil, other things. Putin is the one growing our economy, and that is great. We can travel, we can spend, we can buy. But there's still other side, because Russia is not completely free. You have to be a bit careful of what you say. We have used to censorship. My name is Igor Solzhenitsyn Karpov. I was named Solzhenitsyn after the famous writer. My parents maybe hope I become famous writer too. They name my last name Karpov, like the famous chess player. Maybe they hope I will also play chess, but I can't write, I can't play chess. But I can do other things. But not the next song, Maxim. Like I said, lots of censorship in Russia still. You have to be a bit careful what you say. The government may throw you in jail. Later we have another song which is from people who actually did go to jail. But Maxim, she knows how to say things slightly around the bush. Beating around the bush, as you say. I don't know why you would beat around the bush. Why? Where you have this expression? Is that I've never seen people in Australia go into the bush and then take a stick and beat around a bush. Why would you do that? Maybe there's snakes. You try to chase the snakes. Or is there some rabbit you want to eat? I don't know. Even a strange expression. Why would you beat around the bush? I don't know. Maybe the bush will be scared to grow and you keep the bush small. I don't know. Maybe someone can call and explain to Igor why you have that expression. Anyway, Maxim has nice little wordplays, which not very explicit, but still a little bit explicit, and Russian people read between lines and understand. So if you speak Russian, you will find these naughty words that Maxim is singing to us.
Сейчас я достану.
Да вот так, прям играй и все.
Мне кажется, надо потише микрофон сделать.
Нормально.
На ушах. Ты потише играй.
Ступать-то когда?
Сейчас уже начнем.
Я закрываю свое небо на замок, я рисую, дую и плюю в потолок. Мне любви мало, от него устала, в общем, этой ночкой я одиночка. Вы стисти, бери-бери-пи, заходи, бери-пи, забери-бери-пи, 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 заходи, бери-пи, забери-бери-пи. Небо да вода, и я одна до утра, и остальное ерунда. Эти глуби-дуби-ду, пошли они пивом. Дома посижу, лучше дуну покурю. Мне любви мало, от него устала. В общем, этой ночкой я одиночка. Листи, листи, бери, бери, пи, заходи, бери, пи, забери, бери.
А ты что, писал, что ли? Может, еще раз играем, а?
Еще раз, а смысл?
Давай, давай.
Я вареньку, конечно, съем.
Well, that was Maxim with Odinochka. I don't know if you know what it means. Odinochka means loner. For listener, can give me the two words that Maxim did not quite pronounce. You win bottle of vodka. Maybe you can call me if you know answer on 0490-851-429. And Igor will give you bottle of whiskey if you have right answer. And because I talk you about bottle what whiskey? Oh, I've been too long in Australia. I have to go home, maybe. No, I want to stay until I have permit. Vodka. I mean vodka, of course. Russians are happy people. Last song was happy. We are very happy people, even though sometimes life is shit. And the next song is when Russians put vodka on table and you have shots. That's when you get make friends. And it's very important in Russia. You don't have friend unless you have drunk vodka with them. And Maruv and Busin are two people who actually, this is in English, so you will understand. And they write about not that drinking is for drinking. Drinking is not for drinking yet, but it is to share with friends. And if anything is important in Russia, it's friendship, it's brotherhood. We're all friends in Russia. Maybe with exception for Russian mafia or some politicians. And, well, maybe not everyone, but many people will want to be friends with other people. At least be nice or polite in the street.
Show me what you got.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Welcome. My name is Igor Solzhenitsyn Karpov, and this is Indigo FM with the program Indigo International, where every week a guest presenter takes you to a country somewhere in the world and gives you an audio tour. Now, of course, I take you to Russia. Beautiful Russia, big Russia with the forests, the taiga, Siberia, the big cities, the coast of Black Sea. And I've shown you in the songs a little bit about our history and about the changes we've gone through. And the last song was, of course, a very modern song, Maruv and Busin, The Drunk Groove, which is slightly naughty, maybe similar to some of American rap music. That's how modern we have become, that we are not ashamed to copy another country. Now, the next song is also, I don't need to give introduction, it's Russian to core. These are two women have played in Eurovision Song Contest, and of course Australia also participate in Eurovision Song Contest, because like Russia, Australia is also in Europe. And of course part of Russia is also in Asia. We are in two continents, which is great because we are a big country. And then the next two women, they have made many, many songs, many hits. And of course, they came into trouble with their fans and with government. And they wrote a song about this. And the title, the translation, is not going to get us. But of course, in Russian, is «Нас не догонят».
Нас не догонят.
Yes, this tattoo song brings tear in my eye. This song is making me very, very sad. It's because I wanted to play for you also Rachmaninoff, classical music, beautiful Rachmaninoff piano concerto. Or even Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky made great, great, great symphonies. Or Rimsky-Korsakov, or Borodin. But Scott Landall, strong president of Indigo FM, said, no, 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 you play modern music, hits. People want to dance, listen, enjoy. But now I listen to Tattoo, and I think, no mistake, maybe I should start plan a revolution for Scott Landall's. And next time, just play classical music. With this is sad music. But to bring you a little bit culture towards end of program, because, of course, Russia is famous for musicians, but also writers. Everyone knows the famous book War and Peace. Not everyone read because it's very thick and dense. It's not easy to plow through, which is from most Russian literature. It's all a bit sad and long. I don't know why, but okay. Maybe because in Russia all the writers had lots of time. And like the national anthem, they write long books because they have lots of time. So I think best for writers to be very busy with other things so they don't write long books. But next song is really nice because it gives a summary of the Russian spirit, but also in very modern quote of modern music. Maybe not taste for you, but maybe taste for some people. It's a bit explicit, so maybe the young people in the room can now send their parents out, otherwise they will complain. I think I made a mistake, because I thought they sang Every Day I'm Thinking, but now it sounds like Every Day I'm Drinking, so maybe Igor didn't quite play the right song. I thought they was more smart than this. But of course, my name is Igor Solzhenitsyn Karpov. My father wanted me to become a writer, my mother maybe chess player, but I'm not smartest cookie in the tin. So I apologize if maybe I mistake this song. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're nearing end of show about Russia. I have one more song for you. And this, I think, is the most important thing. Russia is a big country. I've only shown you tip of iceberg, which we have in the north, iceberg, desert in south, which is different from Australia. You don't have icebergs. Big country. But for all Russians, Russia is our mother. It's our babushka. It's a warm, nice grandma we like to cuddle up with. Sometimes she's very nice and gives you cookies. Other times she's very strict and tells you to take your hand out of cookie jar. Otherwise she will hit you with a big club on the head. So she can also be firm and strong. And that's why we love Mother Russia. She brings tears in our eyes, love in our hearts, and frozen feet. So with those words, I now give the word to the Sisters of Mercy, who wrote a nice song about Russia. It is, on one hand, shows you love and affection. On the other hand, a bit dark, because there is a dark side to Russia. If you ever go, you travel around and you look, you see also dark side. And this song summarizes that. I thank you for attention to Igor and Indigo International Program. For women looking for a date and give Igor permit to stay, preferably marriage for permanent visa. But for temporary visa also, prospective marriage, I look on website, is also possible. There's many ways to get Igor to stay. If you can help me, please do. And I thank you for your interest in Russia. Hope you will visit. And if you see Igor walking in Beechworth, you can say Dobry den, of Dobry večer, как дела. I wish you a good night, and I'll leave you with the last song. На свидание.
awesome.